I have seen in myself and others that once we focus on being better for our horses or better in our life for that matter, a natural slowing down happens. We become more thoughtful and more likely to experience the joy of the moment. We pay less attention to things that aren't important, and more attention to the depth and weight of our own lives, which is really all we've got anyway. We can accept where we are and grow it, or we can fight. Either way, our horses are on the receiving end of our decisions. It seems if we want quieter and more peaceful horses, it would be a good idea to make choices that support that same state of mind for ourselves. This quote was from Chrissy McDonald in her book, Getting Along with Horses, An Evolution in Understanding.
Welcome to the Senior Horsemanship Podcast, where we talk about using our minds more than our muscles on the path to better horsemanship in the senior part of life. I'm your host, Paul Sherland. How is senior horsemanship different? There are different ways of defining our senior years, and I believe that our goals and methods of horsemanship can change when we become seniors. One way to define a senior part of life is by age. There are certainly physical and mental changes that occur as we age. Perhaps some of those changes can help us on our horsemanship journey. Maybe we don't have the strength or agility at age 60 that we had at age 30, but perhaps we've learned to use more patience and less ego as we work with our horses. We'll be talking about ways to use more mind and depend less on muscle on our horsemanship journey, but we'll also talk about ways to remain as strong and healthy as possible as we age. Another way to define a senior part of life is by outlook. Many people start their adult lives very goal-focused, competitive, and ego-driven. In horsemanship, that might mean frequent horse changes as you look for the horse or horses that can help you compete at a higher level. It can mean that you primarily define your horsemanship success by your success in lessons or in the show ring. If I'm describing you now, this website and this podcast are probably not what you're looking for. For many of us, that outlook changes in our senior years. The senior horsemanship outlook is characterized by building trust with your horse, by being focused on your horse when you're working with your horse, and by training with kindness and patience, instead of force. This change of outlook can be a result of changes in our lives, away from our horses. Perhaps you've faced personal loss or career disruption, or some other tragedy, and that's caused you to re-examine your life and your goals. Maybe you've discovered more personal satisfaction in working in a vocation rather than a career. We'll look at spiritual and psychological definitions of the second half of life and draw insights to help us with horsemanship and life in general. Horsemanship is an art in the senior part of life. It calls for creativity because it depends on the relationships between unique humans and unique horses. The fact that you recognize the uniqueness of that horse-human relationship is an indication that you're in the senior part of life. Your mind becomes more important than your muscles in your journey to better horsemanship. There's a lot of emphasis in horsemanship, especially the horsemanship on Facebook, on adherence to some particular process or method. In my view, that rigid outlook doesn't recognize that horsemanship is an art that demands creativity and experimentation to progress in a way beneficial to horse and human. So senior horsemanship will share ideas and inspiration from a variety of books, interviews, and other sources. You'll find quotes and information drawn from clinicians, trainers, psychologists, philosophers, and others. Hopefully you'll share wisdom from your life and your horsemanship journey. Let me close with another quote from clinician and horsewoman Chrissy McDonald in her book, Getting Along with Horses.
She says, "Understanding horses and our own horse gives us an opportunity to experience life from a different species' point of view. How exciting is that? It means we recognize how different horses are from us and yet how much they are the same. It means not taking anyone's word that an approach works, but rather exploring it with your horse. It means, and this is where I get excited all over again, a lifetime of learning."
So thanks for listening to the Senior Horsemanship Podcast. If you're also on the senior horsemanship journey, please leave a comment on our website, seniorhorsemanship.com. We're always looking for topic and interview ideas. If you enjoyed the podcast, please leave a review wherever you listen to podcasts. Your reviews help the podcast reach a larger audience. Thank you very much.